she was launched in Sheerness in 1878, and she's the last remaining sloop of Queen Victoria's Navy. She's a gunboat. Mm-hmm. She was used a lot in anti-slavery patrols, and now she's restored in all her glory, and we're just getting some new activities below decks at the moment. But you'll see on this deck lots of rope, which was made here at Chatham. Mm-hmm. And she really is quite beautiful. Come and have a look in the commander's cabin.
Ja, we zijn met Gail hier in Dockyard in Chatham aan het rondlopen. Iedereen kan dat helaas niet doen, wij wel. We are lucky that you are with us today.
Thank you.
Mensen moeten dat zelf maar doen. We zijn nu aan boord van een schip. Dat kun je ook zien. En we krijgen de uitdaging om het schip helemaal te gaan bekijken. Dat gaan we ook doen buiten de uitzending om. Nu gaan we even naar de kapiteinshut, geloof ik.
So here we are. Huh? This is the commander's cabin. Huh? And you'll see here in front of you, this is where the screw, what they call the screw, goes down. So when they weren't having the ship in sail and they were having her in steam, this is where the screw would go down. And this little beautiful area is available. People get married in here and have a little drinks party and stuff. It's really good fun.
I always thought it was narrow.
It's quite tall.
And how old is the ship?
She was launched in 1878.
Okay.
Yeah. She's lovely, isn't she?
Yeah. Ja, Gail liet ons net even zien waar je het anker kon lichten. Nee, niet lichten. We moesten naar beneden. En dat was een flinke opening. En ook dit schip is te bekijken als onderdeel als je een keer op bezoek komt hier in de Historic Dockyard in Chatham. So. Oh, Gail, we're going to be the helicopter.
Yeah, this is a helicopter. Yeah, she doesn't really do a lot.
Oh.
She just stands there looking pretty.
That's also for the Royal Navy, I think.
Yes, of course, yes. So the next exciting attraction that you'll see is this rather large black object in front of us, set down a little. And this is HM Submarine Ocelot.
And it's a big one.
Yeah, well, compared to the modern submarine, she's actually very small.
Oh.
And if you clamber inside her, you won't think she's so big.
Yeah.
Submarine Ocelot was launched in 1962, and she was the last warship built at Chatham for the Royal Navy. They built three more of these O-class submarines, but that was for the Canadian Royal Navy. So she was actually... She's a diesel electric submarine, not a nuclear submarine. Yeah. And you can clamber through her hatches if you want to. If you're feeling terribly agile, lots of people come to see her. She's probably, the submarine and the ropery are probably the two main attractions here, because nobody gets to go on a submarine, and certainly not to be able to ring the klaxon, and you can actually sit in the seat and pretend to actually drive the submarine.
A submarine that owes something mysterious.
Of course, and she was involved in the Cold War in the 60s, so there's not an awful lot known about her history, but this particular type of submarine was built purely for its stealth, so she was quiet and she was fast. It's diesel electric, sounds noisy, but in fact it wasn't. Very, very quiet engines.
You cannot go for a ride, I think.
You can go inside of it. Good luck with taking her out. She's not in water, so she's in dry dock.
Yeah.
But to be able to look in the periscope, and one of the periscopes is one of these across here. And if you go down and look through the periscope, you can see HMS Gannet that we've just been on. So it's really exciting.
Yeah.
One of the top attractions here, yeah.
Dus ook dat kun je allemaal bekijken. Een hele grote, ik vind het een hele grote onderzee, want het schijnt nog veel groter te zijn. Ik heb meestal maar een kleine gezien, in Liverpool meestal. Eentje van de Beatles en gele. Maar dit is een echte. En zoals je Gele hoorde vertellen, werd er een drietal van gemaakt. En die deden ook dienst in de periode van de Koude Oorlog. Je kunt naar binnen door het periscoop gaan kijken en dan zie je de boot waar we net waren. De Janet van 1878 is die de vaart genomen. En in, dat zijn de hoofdattracties van het museum. De volgende uitzending komen we nog even terug. We lopen verder met Gail door en over de Historic Dockyard. Dat is ook meteen de website historicdockyard.co.uk en ook op de site www.visitkent.co.uk.